Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of August 1972. The title is Attainment of Success by Performing Every Action with the Right Method. That is, Attainment of Success by Performing Every Action with the Right Method. Do you consider yourselves to have attained success by using the right method? Because whatever effort one makes, the aim of the effort is to attain success. The people of the world nowadays have a lot of occult powers. They have occult powers, whereas here we have success through using the right method. Success through the right method is accurate, but they have put this into another form and gone into occult powers. So, do you consider yourself to be the embodiment of success? If every thought or action is accurate according to the method, then what will the result of that be? Success. So, when every thought and every action are accurate according to the method, then there will definitely be success. If there isn't success, then you are not using the right method. This is why, even then there will definitely be success. This is why, even in bhakti, whatever activity you perform or make others perform, its value is based on the method. Because it is according to the right method, you experience success. Everything began from here, did it not? This is why you are asked whether you consider yourself to be the embodiment of success or whether you still have to become that. According to the time, the result in both fields up to now should definitely be 95%. You see the speed of time and you even issue a challenge. And so, the challenge you issue will be fulfilled when the stages of all of you become complete. On what basis will the transformation of this challenge take place? Who are the foundation of that? You are the foundation, are you not? When the foundation is ready, then after that, the kingdom will also be ready number-wise. So, if those who want the right to claim the kingdom don't take their right, then how would others claim their right number-wise? Unless your stage has attained success through using the right method, how will you be successful in the task of world benefit, the task of world transformation that has to happen? First, there has to be success for the self. Such a big task has to be done in such a short time, so how fast must the speed be? Do you make any plans for this? How will you achieve that speed? To be the embodiment of success means that you attain success in whatever thoughts you have. This is the sign of being 100% the embodiment of success. As soon as you perform the action, you attain success. Since it is possible to attain occult powers on the basis of ordinary knowledge, then through using the right method on the basis of this elevated knowledge, are you not able to attain success? You need this checking. In what method is there something lacking through which success is not even total? By checking the method, success will automatically take place accurately. Even in this, the main reason why there isn't success is that you do not do service in all three forms at the one time. You have to do service in all three ways and in all three forms at the same time. full of knowledge, full of power, and full of love. Both love and law are together. Service has to be done in all three forms, but it has to be done in all three ways also. That is, you have to do service through your thoughts, words, and actions. You have to do three forms of service at the same time. When you do service through speech, then the mind should also be powerful. With a powerful stage, you will change the thoughts of others, and through words, you will make them knowledgeful. Then, when you do service through actions, that is, whoever comes into your contact, through that contact, he will become so full that he will automatically feel that he has reached his godly family. Your activity should be such that they feel this is their true family. If, through these three forms of service, you control their mind, through words you give knowledge and the blessing of light and might, and through actions, that is, through connection and through your physical activity, you give them the experience of this godly family, then by doing service with this accurate method, will there not be success? You don't do all three forms of service at the same time. When you come into sound, then the mind which should be powerful is less so. When you bring someone into connection through your entertaining activity, then the mind that should also be powerful doesn't remain that powerful. So, if all three take place at the same time, there will definitely be success. There should be practice and attention of doing service in this way. However, you do not form a relationship. You do not come into close contact, but you just maintain a superficial connection. That superficial connection is only for a temporary period. Although you give them love, together with being full of love, you must also be powerful. Fill those souls with power through which they will be able to confront any problems, any atmosphere and vibrations, and stay in a permanent relationship. However, that does not happen. Either one gets attracted by the knowledge or by the love. They get more attracted by love, and the knowledge is in the second number, but they should become so powerful that no matter what comes in front of them, they do not fluctuate. This is lacking now. Those who are serviceable instruments also have greater knowledge. They also have love, but little power. What would be the sign of a powerful stage? You will be able to finish any atmosphere or any problems of Maya within 1 second. You will never be defeated. Whichever souls come to you in the form of a problem, they will surrender themselves to you. In other words, you refer to this as nature, the elements being your servant. When the five elements can become your servant, then can human souls not surrender themselves to you? So, this is the practical form of the powerful stage. This is why it was said that when you do service in all three ways at the same time, then success will be visible in every task. Because of the right method, there is success, and due to the lack of the right method, there is a lack of success. Now, in order to become the embodiment of success, put this method right. On the path of bhakti, they make spiritual endeavor, but here, you have the facilities. Which facilities? Whilst imbibing every speciality of Bab Dada within yourself, you will become special souls. When the examination days come close, then you revise whatever you have studied, both the theory and the practical, and check in which subject you are lacking and in what way. In the same way, now that the time is coming close, check yourself in every subject as to what is lacking to what percentage. Check both the theory and the practical. Whilst seeing what is lacking in each subject, continue to make yourself complete. However, you will only become complete when you first revise and recognize your weaknesses. You know your subjects. What is the sign of having imbibed the subjects in your intellect? As the percentage of success increases, time will not be wasted. In a little time, you will experience greater success. This is known as success. If you spend a lot of time and have to labor a lot before attaining success, then this is said to be a lesser percentage. You should have to use little in every way. Your body should be used to a lesser extent. You should have to use fewer thoughts of the mind. Otherwise, you may think about something, but it takes a month and a half to create plans. So, you must not use too much of your time, your thoughts, or your treasures of all your powers. Let there be greater splendor through less expenditure. Only those thoughts should be created through which there would definitely be success. The time fixed would also be that in which success is already guaranteed. This is known as being the embodiment of success. So, what is the sign of knowing to what extent you have passed in every subject? To the extent that someone has passed in each subject, accordingly, on the basis of that subject, he will receive the objective and respect. Firstly, you will experience the attainment. For example, in the subject of knowledge, the objective you achieve is that of light and might. You will experience that attainment. And on the basis of the subject of knowledge, you will receive respect accordingly, either from the divine family or from all other souls. For instance, look at the Mahatmas nowadays. Why do they receive so much respect? Because whatever spiritual endeavor they have made, whatever subjects they have studied, they receive the objective of that, which is respect. Nature becomes their servant. So, this was an aspect of knowledge. In the same way, there is also the subject of yoga. What objective would you receive from that? Through yoga, that is, through the power of remembrance, you should achieve this objective. Whatever thoughts you create will be powerful. And if you are to face any problems, then with the power of yoga, you should experience in advance what is to happen, and because of knowing in advance, you will never experience defeat. Similarly, with the power of yoga, you finish the seed of your past sanskars. Then, none of your sanskars will be an obstacle to your efforts. Even that which you call nature will not take on the form of an obstacle to your efforts. So, you should experience the objective of each subject. If you have the objective, then as a result, you will definitely receive respect. Because whatever words you repeat through your mouth, or whatever plans you create are powerful, everyone will give you respect. That is, whatever advice you give to one another will be respected by everyone because it is powerful. Check every subject in the same way. There are the subjects of the divine virtues and service, and the attainment of that is that souls should come into a close relationship and connection. When they come into a close relationship and connection, you will definitely and automatically receive respect. In the same way, check the objective of every subject. The means of checking the objective is respect. If I am knowledgeful, then to whomsoever I give that knowledge, do they have just as much respect for that knowledge? To have respect for knowledge means to give respect to the one who is knowledgeful. If you have attained the objective in the subject of knowledge, you can transform the thoughts of others and make them powerful. So, they will definitely give respect. So check every subject in this way. If you experience both the objective and respect in every thought, you would then be said to be perfect. Perfect means beyond effect, that is, perfect. If you are beyond effect, then you are perfect. Then you will be beyond all types of effect, whether of the body, your thoughts, of any connections you make, or of any vibrations or atmosphere. So understand that to pass in a subject means to become perfect. You are becoming like this, are you not? This is your aim, is it not? Now there should be greater checking of the self. You tell others that together with the transformation of the time, they should transform themselves. In the same way, you should also have the awareness that together with the transformation of the time, you also have to transform yourself. Whilst bringing about transformation in the self, the world will be transformed. On the basis of self-transformation, you will be able to carry out the task of the world transformation. This is the greatness which others do not have. They are in the process of trying to transform others. Here, on the basis of the self, you transform the world. So, because you are the basis, you have to pay that much attention to yourself. Always have the awareness that every thought of yours is connected with world benefit. If there isn't power in the thoughts of those who are the embodiment of success, then there will be a weakness in the transformation of time. Because of this, the more powerful you become, the closer you will be able to bring the time of world transformation. Although this is fixed according to the drama, on what basis has it become fixed? There must be some support, must there not? So, you are the images of support. At present, you are in the vision of everyone. Acha. The work of the advance party is going on. They will prepare the whole field for all of you. Whether you go into their family or not, they will become instruments for the task of establishment that is to take place. They will become instruments with a powerful stage. They will take such powers that they will become helpers in the task of establishment. Nowadays, you can see that people have a lot more regard for those who have new blood. The further you progress, you will find that the intellects of the young ones work more than those of the elderly. There will be this change. Even the elders will give regard to the advice of the younger children. Those who are elderly now consider themselves to be of the older generation, and the younger ones are of today's world. If you don't give them regard and don't move along considering them to be important, nothing will work. Previously, children were handled with bossiness, but it is not like that anymore. They handle children considering themselves to be masters too. This is also in the drama. The younger ones will perform wonders. The advanced party is carrying on with their work. However, they are also waiting for your stage to go into the advanced stage. Their task is moving along through your connection. The whole task is connected with special souls. While you are moving along, there is slackness. The fire begins to burn fiercely and then it cools down. However, you mustn't become cool. People only see the external form. They think, here, this has continued all the time. What is the big deal? The time is continuing. However, why is there this slackness as you move along? What is the reason for this? The percentage is very small. You do give lectures, but together with lectures, your features should also attract, for only then will there be an effect of the lecture. So, check yourself in every subject. Nowadays, if they were to have a competition in lectures, many others would also win that. However, when it comes to doing it in the practical form, everyone would be defeated by you. The main speciality is of your having it in your practical life. If you share something practical, they will become completely silent. The effect of the practical will also be given through the lectures. Only then will you be seen to be unique when you give lectures. Whatever words you speak should be visible through your eyes. They should see that whatever you speak, you are embodiments of that experience in a practical way. Only then will you be able to make an impact. However, everyone is tired of listening. They've heard a lot. Because of having heard many people who relate many things, people have become tired of just listening. They say, "We have heard a lot. We now wish to have an experience. So, give us some attainment. Your lectures should have such power that every word gives an experience. You explain to people, consider yourself to be a soul, not a body. So, there should be so much power when you say these words that those who listen to you would have that experience through your words. If they were to have that experience for even 1 second, they would never forget that experience. They would be attracted and come to you. When giving lectures, you give them the experience of silence in between. So now, increase this practice. Continue to take them into the experience. If you wish to make them have unlimited disinterest in this old world, then, whatever points you speak in your lecture, while speaking those points, enable them to have an experience of an attitude of disinterest. They should feel that this world truly is going to finish and that it is useless to connect your heart to it. Then they will definitely do it practically. Those pundits who speak also have a lot of power in their words. In 1 second, they give you happiness, and in 1 second, they make you cry. That one's lecture was very effective. They make the whole gathering laugh, and also make them have temporary disinterest. When they have so much power in their lectures, can you not have that power in your lectures? If you wish to make them bodiless, are you able to give them that experience? That wave should spread. The wave of the Father's love should spread in the whole gathering. This is known as giving a practical experience. There should now be such lectures given, for only then will there be some changes. They should feel that your lectures are unique to those of the people of the world. They can make people in a gathering laugh or cry, but they are unable to give the experience of being bodiless. They are unable to make people have love for the Father. They can make people have love for Krishna, but not for the Father. They don't know Him. So, there should be something unique. For instance, when you are giving points on the God of the Gita, until you give them the experience of who the Father is, that you are souls and that He is the Supreme Soul, how can you prove it? There should be someone who gives such lectures and makes them experience the difference of day and night between a soul and a Supreme Soul. When they realize the difference, the God of the Gita will be proved. It will not sit in their intellects just by telling them these points. There will be even more waves in their minds. However, when you continue to give them an experience, then nothing can defeat having a practical experience. Bring about this change when giving lectures. Acha. Om Shanti.